Yeah, hi Alex, it's Andrew Froman here. How you going? Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Just got a quick question. So I've noticed this it's happened the second time that I've got a bit of a sort of a green sticky residue on the throttle blade and in the throttle body. What could that be caused from? Yeah, so like I noticed this several months ago, but then I sort of decided to clean it up a bit. And then just as when I have gone through a tank of E85 just in the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that I've got a sticky throttle. And so then I decided to I just took off the idle control valve just to have a look and see what was going on. And yeah, I've got no, are you, yeah, you guys plugged it up, but yeah, I've just noticed that yeah, that I've got a sticky throttle again, and then decided to have a look at it, and yeah, there's this where the throttle in the position of the throttle shut, yeah, I can see that there's like a green sticky residue that is making it a little bit stuck on. Okay. Yeah. To be honest, when I cleaned it the first time, I didn't really have a smell of it. I just decided to just clean it up and thought, all right, I might just leave it for a couple of months and see how it goes. And it wasn't until, because I don't run E85 that often, so it's only really prevalent where I have run E85 for 1 to 2 tanks. Yeah, so I'm not too sure. Like, it's not a big of an issue. Like, it's just a bit annoying when I'm in stop start traffic. But yeah, just like I just sort of wanted to know whether you guys would have any idea as to why there would be any like green residue in the throttle body. Okay, yep. Yep. Okay, yep. Okay, yeah, because all I can see is like when I'm just playing with it and I can see where it's moving from the top, yeah, just where all that green residue is sitting, obviously it's solidified. And yeah, initially when you just blip throttle a little bit, yeah, it does tend to stick a little bit, and then once it's come off that area, then it's fine. So yeah, it just, and I've just noticed. It could possibly, 'cause like I'm just putting ideas out of there, but yeah, when I cleaned it up last time, I did give it a good wipe down, and then I ran petrol for like couple of months, and then yeah, it wasn't until just the last 2 weeks where I noticed that yeah, it's a little bit sticky, and I only ran E85 about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so yeah, so okay. Yep. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, because like I'll give it a clean out. Just because like, the first time I sort of disregarded it, I thought, oh yeah, it might just be a bit of crap in there, and I thought, yeah, whatever, I'll keep an eye on it. And then it's just happened the second time, and I thought, well, it is a pain in the ass to get the intercooler off and to get it all to get it out of the engine bay, and then just to wipe up a bit of goo. So I'll see. When. I just wanted. I just wanted your. When I do it, when I clean it the next time when I got time, then I'll have a good look and see what's going on there. I might do that. It might not be in the next couple of days because it's a bit of a pain in the ass to get out. But I'll send you guys a photo and see if you what you can make out of it. So do I just send it to just the email address? Cool. All right, no worries. Just wanted a bit of your 2 cents on see what it could be. That's fine. It's not everything's running fine. It's just when I'm just taking off in traffic, I just gotta put my foot down a little bit extra just to get it unstuck. All right, cool. No worries, we'll do. Okay, thanks, Alec.